Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay. So Jesse, this is the thing I came up with for recent Jesse's juicy bits. This is the sting. I want to show you.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah, I want to show you. I wanted to get your real impression when I do it. Ready?
I'm ready.
It's only like 3 seconds.
Okay.
Canadian politics is boring. Juicy bits.
Canadian politics is boring. Juicy bits.
What do you think? Canadian politics is boring. Juicy bits. For some reason, the AI was only British. For some reason, you could have male British or female British. The only voices they did.
I like it. So, to everyone out there in Canadian politics is boring podcast land, this is a new thing we're trying with current events, news articles that came out, and we're basically just going to ramble about them with our own uneducated caveman-like mentalities for a few minutes now short, and then throughout the week.
Yeah, short. Not very edited, with a kick-ass new sting, as you just heard.
We will still be having the regular releases of our regular show, as well as our regular Patreon shows. This is just something new and additional that we're going to try out. If you don't like it, that's fine. Our regular shows will be dropping at their usual time. So should we
get on to the thing I wanted to talk about?
Let's do it. What are the juicy bits for today, Reese?
So did you see that a bunch of Conservative MPs hung out with some German Nazis?
You know I didn't.
So
I don't watch the news.
So some
Conservative... Hold on. Wait. We have to christen this new podcast idea. Hold on.
We haven't got time for ASMR. This is supposed to be shorter.
Hold on. Oh, that's good. Coffee. That's good coffee.
So,
it's actually really shitty coffee. But anyway.
Go. So Ontario MPs, Leslyn Lewis, Dean Allison, and Colin Carey all met Christine Anderson. And she's a German kind of extremist politician who's downplayed Nazi crimes, opposes immigration, and hates Muslims. And they all met her.
Wow.
They had some photos. They all hung out together.
Who was meeting with her?
Three Canadian kind of Conservative MPs.
Why?
Just because, I don't know. I guess they found some kind of synergy.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I mean, and you know.
Everything's more fun when it's in a group.
I know. And like, I don't know. It's almost cartoony for to kind of
befriend a German Nazi. It's like, I don't know. Did you ever watch Indiana Jones? I did.
Oh, I love Indiana Jones.
Yeah, exactly. So you befriend a German Nazi. Next thing you know, they trick you into giving you some kind of mystical artifact and kill you in the process. And you all turn to dust. So you don't know that's going to end up. So Polyev, he is not punishing them. He was like, hey, it's a mistake. They didn't know.
They were on Polyev's team. All right.
Yeah, yeah. So they didn't know. They were like, well, we didn't know. We didn't realize. But like, I guess most politicians do a bit of research before they do photo opportunities, I imagine.
Right.
He was questioned about it. And do you want to hear what he said in a press conference?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Educate me.
Please. Why have you imposed any consequences on members of your caucus who met with Christine Anderson, whose views yourself said were vile?
Well, I think right now what I'm more concerned about is the vile and racist views of the Prime Minister, who after over half of, over half of his adult life, dressed up in vile, racist costumes so many times that he cannot remember them all.
So that's like, that's
wow.
Like, I've never seen in like 20 seconds a better example of whataboutism. Where it's like, no, I'm going to answer your question. What about him over there?
It's basically the whole, you know, what's that over there? Distraction. You know, like
my grandmother, whenever somebody said something bad on the TV or she wanted to distract us, she'd point and go, look, there's a man falling off a horse. And he's literally, I literally flashbacked because he's almost like my grandmother just tips some jam down herself. She doesn't want us to know. She wants to clean it up quickly. She wants to look out the window for a man falling off a horse.
So,
in slow motion, apparently. There's enough time to tell you.
I have a question for Teacher Reese, Professor Reese Waters.
Professor
Waters. Is that true? I know that Justin Trudeau went as the genie of the lamp, which was technically some form of blackface many, many, many years ago and has since apologized for it. But has he spent, according to Polyev, half of his life dressed up in offensive costumes? Literally,
I think there's a bunch of photos when he was like doing fancy dress and he did blackface. And I'm not going to defend him doing blackface. And you know, is not a good look. And I wouldn't recommend anyone do it for Halloween.
No, I'm saying, was there an exaggeration to what Polyev said?
No, I think that when he said he's did it so many times, he doesn't know. I think Trudeau was asked how many times he dressed up in blackface, and he was like, I don't remember. Which they took as like, oh, it's happened
all the
so
time.
Much.
Yeah.
It's
Tuesday,
like
trying to dress up in blackface and walk down
exactly.
The street. Yeah.
it's like asking him how many times he's been to the gym. It's so often. So I think that like, but again, though, I get it. You know, it's a valid argument to flag him up and criticize him that he did that. And that, you know,
it's a valid thing to bring up.
It is.
And it has been brought up. Yeah. And it's been addressed.
Not when you're trying to ask and be asked questions why you're not punishing people who work for you who went to meet a known Nazi.
It's almost like a ridiculous response. Like, so
honestly, but it's not for people like you and me. It's not for the press. He's doing it for his base because they'll fucking love that.
Oh, I suppose. Yeah.
Look, you're asking him about being racist. He's, yes, throw Trudeau under the bus again. Yes.
Knock
Trudeau unconscious. Now piss on him. Yes, do it.
People ask me why I hate fucking politics so much. I still to this day, 3 years later, Reese. Oh, we're approaching our 3-year anniversary, by the way. We have to have
We're getting close
kind of
to episode 250.
And our birthday. Don't forget, we have to do something for our birthday. So,
nah, it's not that big.
You didn't do anything for our birthday last year. You threw together some clips. I'm sure it was quite a bit of work for you, but still, it wasn't us.
I didn't do anything apart
from
a ton of editing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
We
hardly
have to do
anything.
Something.
What you're saying is, I didn't make you feel special.
Well,
I think I
deserve to feel special after 3 years or 2 years. Yeah.
What about me? Know?
Sure.
What about my needs, Jesse?
What are your needs, Reese?
I don't
get them with me. Let's talk.
I just some cheap drugs and
I can do that.
VH1. That's all I need.
Okay. All right. There you go. That was easy. I can accommodate. Okay. this is what good partners are for, Reese. Okay. We'll get some VHS and some cheap drugs. Get a night away from your family. We'll even record it for the show because it's our birthday, right? So we have to record
exactly.
Record Reese getting stoned and watching VH1. So
great.
There you go.
Yeah. I love how expertly we're dissecting the news. This is great.
you damn well knew the show would devolve into this very quickly.
Somehow I made it about my needs. Anyway.
But I my reaction is that I hate this. This is like an ongoing sort of garbage that our political system has like has turned into is this fucking wrestling event. And no matter how many people are like, politics is important. Like, yes, it is important if it was done right, which it isn't, hasn't been for a long fucking time, you know? So to get me to be, people get upset when I don't share the same level of anger and excitement and feeling of importance that our political system needs to have, like, I need to be, you know what I mean? Like, I've had people get mad at me for not being as passionate as they are about our political system. And I am passionate. I'm passionate about the fact that it fucking sucks and we need to fix it. And I don't know how to do that. You know,
my takeaway from this is that those politicians were fine to meet someone from the far right who came up from Germany, and that there were no punishment either. So there's no...
They were fine to meet them? What do you mean?
It was totally fine for the leader was fine with
them. Oh, that's the takeaway. Okay, that's not your opinion.
The takeaway
that's
is your, right. if any conservative MPs out there want to hang out with Nazis and take photos and have, like, swap T-shirts and stuff like that or whatever they did, then it's fine. Poilievre doesn't care. What he cares about, what's making him foam at the mouth, is that Justin Trudeau used to go do blackface for fancy dress, and that means that you have a free ticket to do anything.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And Canadian society must now pay the price of Trudeau's inappropriate fancy dress that was deeply insensitive by allowing conservative MPs to be friends with Nazis. That's the consequence. If only Trudeau had thought about that when he was a teenager.
See, I think you also don't like the system, but you word it so much better than I do, honestly. You're much more adept with your vocabulary? Is that...
I don't know, am I?
I just scream into the mic.
You just go, I'm fucking shit.
Yeah. that was fun. Like was there anything else to this?
No, that was I'm going to play the theme tune and we're going to go with that.
Well, hold on. Before you do, I'm gonna request a short little call to action. So if you have a reaction, if you have a take, a hot take on today's article, leave us a SpeakPipe message, speakpipe.com/Canadian Politics is Boring. There's a link in the description down below in your podcast player. It's free. You don't have to leave an email address or a name or anything. Just click a button and leave us a voicemail and we'll play it in the next Juicy Bits. If that's something that now we've spent 3 years trying to convince our audience to do shit and very, very few of them do. So we'll be surprised if anyone leaves a message, but there it is. There you go.
Do it if you want. Okay.
Do it if you want.
I've been Reese. This has been Jesse. And you've been welcomed into our Juicy Bits.
Fucking. I know I helped come up with the name, but now that I hear it, I don't know, man.
Thank you for spending time in our Juicy Bits.
Canadian politics is boring, Juicy Bits.
Canadian politics is boring, Juicy Bits.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, If you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.